KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that any opinion expressed on the air is not reflective of KX93.5, its management, or its board of directors.
Listeners and podcasters, this is Out of Office, and I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with my co-host, Casey Hack. Welcome back, Casey. It's been a while.
I know. It's been like 3 weeks, I think. Nice. Maybe four.
Yeah, I'm thinking four.
Has it really?
Yeah, I think definitely been a month.
I blink and a month goes by.
Right? Stop blinking.
I know. I'll try.
And tonight's Nighthawk special was brought to you by Asia with Only Time Will Tell. Casey, is that the first time listening to that song?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No.
Then yes, this is
my first time hearing that song.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think that's fair. And that's why you're on the show.
Mm-hmm. So, the show's for me to, you know, expand my...
knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's important. And then also tonight with us, we have Mandy Carnahan. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Oh, from Board and Brush Studio.
Thank you. We're really excited to be here tonight and tell you about Board and Brush.
Yes. And yeah, this is going to be, I think Casey has been like super excited about about tonight because she gets to talk arts and crafts.
I do. I love arts and crafts. It's right now I'm wedding planning, and so that's consuming a lot of my time. But before I was engaged, I'm really into calligraphy, and so that's
I still am.
Yeah. It's just with all the wedding planning, I kind of forget that I have hobbies other than planning a wedding.
Does that mean? Do you do like a lot of calligraphy on the wood too?
Is that part of one of the? It's mostly stenciling, but we have some awesome wedding designs like save the date signs monogram signs. They make great gifts or signs for your wedding.
Mm,
okay, yeah. Everyone listening, who wants to make me a monogram sign?
That is a preview. more to discuss. Right, but we're going to go jump right into our listener list. It's been a while, about a month, Casey. So
I'm ready.
You're ready for this? Okay.
Yes.
Go for it.
Welcome, Joe's mom, Joe's dad, Sina from West Covina, her daughters, Victoria and Brenna, as well as Pete, the math teacher, Eric's mom, Amy, Leslie, Lucky, all of my aunts and uncles and cousins from around the world.
And my aunts and uncles. Sorry, I didn't type that up right.
Sorry. All of Joe's... aunts and uncles and cousins from around the world, Nighthawk, do-it-yourself, Chris, Casey, me, Jameson and Chloe, my dog,
see, obviously I forgot
Carla, Butters, and Dave in Santa Barbara, Carla's friend Lauren in Chicago, Maggie from New York via Canada, Pete the editor, Ginger and their dog, Melania.
Yeah, that's
I always mess up on that dog, Melania. Is she even listening?
She is. I promise.
Monica, Tyler, Steph, and Billy Freed, the funkiest guy in Laguna. Michael J. Ford and Zoe, Jeff, Kristen, Ava, and Kate. Taylor, Maria, and Shayna in Atlanta. Brandy and Colleen. Lorraine and Lynn from last week. All of their families and friends. Hugo, Debbie, Chanel, Megan, Cassie, Samia, Jesse, and Gabby. Everyone named Todd and Dave. There's also Sam, Sheila, Paul, Ruth, Adriana, Suzanne, and Mike D. Hello to Marcy, Esther, Damon, Jody, Jared, and Alicia. Hola to Donna, Gina, and Mark in Mission Viejo, and Mark in Oceanside. Bill the playwright. Exclamation point.
Yes.
Former out of office hosts, Lacey, Lori from Palos Verdes, Karen with an O, and John Chi and his fiance from last week.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I got an update from Carla. Looks like Maggie... is now in Boston.
Oh,
yeah.
You need to edit that, Joe.
Yeah.
Can't be messing that up.
So, well, thanks for listening, all the listeners. And Amanda, do you have any folks that you'd like to give a shout out to?
I do.
Mandy.
My sister, Kim, for watching our kids tonight, Ella and Cade. They're at home listening.
Awesome.
Very nice.
And now on to our little checklists there. Mandy, what's the name of the station?
It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station.
And what's the name of this show?
It's Out of Office with Joe and Casey.
And Casey, who sponsors our Out of Office?
It's Cox Communications.
And tonight's press announcement.
We're announcing last week's Get Started OC winner.
Oh, that's exciting.
And very.
Mandy, the number to text the show.
949-715-5936.
And Casey, one more time.
It's 949-715-5936 or 949-715-KXFM.
This is Out of Office on KX93.5.
Kiss Let's of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
Wow, well, welcome back to Out of Office. We let off with Bon Jovi, and I'll Be There For You, and then Mandy. That was an impromptu inclusion for our guests, Mandy Carnahan. You're welcome.
Thank you.
As well as Ella and, you know, Kate.
You know, I hope so.
I do know.
She's like, yes, I know.
Yes, I know how old you guys are now, and we're on the radio, so beware. Because I have to replace Robbie Dupree's Steal Away, so next week I'll probably throw that song in there.
And in case you're wondering, I hadn't heard of either of those songs, and I don't think that I heard the Robbie Dupree one either.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like Mandy says, it hurts.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, but you're learning. See?
I am.
That's why we have her on the show. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is part of the educational process of imparting all of this musical knowledge because, you know, then you'll get all those jokes.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, one day. So, all right. So, Mandy, yeah, those were, you know, two songs specifically. You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I'm a 80s rocker at heart.
So.
Go from Bon Jovi to Barry Manilow, I guess.
I know. Only on this show.
I
mean, we've definitely hit certain extremes on songs.
I've gotten Britney Spears songs and Spice Girls songs on this show.
See? Along with you know, Bill Collins.
We need some Backstreet Boys maybe next week.
Maybe. You know, we'll that's they're kind of older now. You know, it's kind of the golden.
Is it classic? Yeah.
No.
So, all right. So we're going to get into our press announcement.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give that to Casey to start off with. Last week's Get Started winner.
Okay.
By the way.
Metaseismic wins 2018 Cox Business Get Started Orange County Pitch Competition. It's all you, Joe.
Oh, okay. Metaseismic, an Irvine startup that is creating a novel class of metamaterials with advanced vibration control properties for seismic protection, won the fifth Get Started Orange County Pitch Competition hosted by Cox Business on May 23rd, last week. Yes. Held at the House of Blues Anaheim. It was a very nice venue. In front of more than 500 entrepreneurs and businesses. Noemi Bonaccio, it's an Italian name, PhD, PE, founder of Metaseismic, delivered the award-winning two-minute verbal pitch and answered questions from a panel of expert judges, ultimately taking first place, which got her $20,000 in cash, $5,000 in Cox Business Technology Package, and a one-year mentoring package to Mastermind's OC Startup Accelerator.
This award will really contribute to raising awareness of our technology and promoting its development towards commercially viable solutions that will eventually protect lives and prevent property destruction from earthquakes around the entire world, said Bonaccio, who is also a researcher at UC Irvine's Henry Samueli School of Engineering.
She's like super smart too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like crazy how smart she is. The live pitch competition featured five finalists who were selected from more than 50 businesses that applied to pitch. The four other finalists were Beehive Talent, Go Touch, Seasonally Fresh, and Smartbean. Those guys could have easily won too. They also had some pretty good
ideas.
I
really enjoyed the Seasonally Fresh one. That was so fascinating. Yeah. So anyone who is into organic produce, I would highly recommend checking out Seasonally Fresh. It was pretty cool. Anywho. Off script. our goals for Get Started Orange County are to support the very innovative startup community and to provide access for entrepreneurs to tech influencers and resources, says Jody Duva, Vice President of Cox Business Orange County. Through these events, Cox Business is proud to be a local conduit for the next great company.
I know. Maybe Out of Office could be that next great company. Yeah. I'm trying to go global.
Maybe.
No?
No? Chase your dreams, Joe. You chase them.
So, expert judges for the competition included Timothy Howe, Senior Director of Strategy and Corporate Development at Cox Enterprises, Pete Polidor, CEO and founder of Ergo Capital and Ergo Excel, Carolyn Stevens, Associate Director and Chief of Staff of UCI's Applied Innovation, Kim Kovacs, Finance, Startup and Business Leader, Don DiCostanzo, co-founder and CEO of Pedego Electric Bicycles, right? I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsten Mangers, I think I butchered that name. Sorry, Kirsten, managing director of Chick Labs. She was awesome as the moderator.
She was fun.
Yeah.
Each entrepreneur was judged on product and service viability in the market. If it possessed a unique and defensible position, scalability, a clear revenue model, and overall presentation. Entering the competition and having the great opportunity of witnessing so closely the amazing works of all the finalists has been such an inspiring experience, said Bonaccio. The judges helped us raise awareness of how to make a tangible impact with our technology.
That was pretty cool. I think that was the entire event was just one of those moments. Because this is our fifth. So mm-hmm. last year we had Sonova Life Sciences. Mm-hmm. John Chi was on the show last mm-hmm. week. And he's amazing. He's going to get mm-hmm. some funding. He's going to be super rich. Just remember me, John. I got you on the radio show.
He's
so.
Not on our listener list.
He is.
Read him.
Yeah,
and his fiance.
Yeah, see? Super nice guy. And then... but we've got all of these like great startups coming through, and they're all coming out of Orange County, which is great. So it's nice to see all of these businesses mm-hmm. start emerging out of maybe the next tech hub in mm-hmm. California, right? And so, okay, so we're going to be right back after a couple of my favorite songs from The Spinners. You're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications on KX93.5.
Hurry now and don't be late, 'cause we ain't got Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man.
Fire!
This is Out of Office, the Arts and Crafts edition. And I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with my co-host, Casey Hack.
Yep.
And our guest, Mandy Carnahan. By the way, do you guys remember that one Office Max commercial that played, you know, that song, the rubber band?
No.
Great. People need to watch more TV. Get back on the TV sets, everyone. It was awesome. It was one of my favorite commercials.
Can we find it on YouTube?
Yes, definitely.
Can we search it?
You can.
In our Contour?
Yeah, no, you can do that. Or, yeah, definitely on your new Contour, which is now, she's a good company person. She's plugging the YouTube app on the new Contour. So, good job. So that commercial actually kind of reminds me a little bit of today's show because...
Nice segue, Joe.
There you go. That was like one line late, but that's okay. we're working. It's been a month for Casey.
Hey, so. I really did good.
You did.
On the YouTube one.
I totally agree. Yeah. Okay. So, what have you done for me lately? Amanda, let's see. Kind of out of the blue. I'm sorry, Mandy. See, because my scripts is, I should have. But anyway, and she told me about board and brush. And then when I went to this website, and I'm like, oh my God, this has Casey written all over it.
Yeah, I am it to me instantly.
And I said, yeah, we need to get her on the show. And so, Mandy, I mean, before we go completely Martha Stewart in this. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Let's get to, you
sure.
Know.
Yeah. So my husband and I and our family live in Lake Forest, and we opened up our business there, and we've been open now for about 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And it's a DIY woodworking studio. You come in, you start with raw wood. You create a personalized sign that is worthy to hang on your walls. You can paint it, stain it to match your decor. And it is really an experience to have a girls' night out, a date night. It's just a lot of fun. We serve beer and wine while you do your project. Mm-hmm. You get to use power tools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great. I think the power tools and the beer and wine goes really...
Go hand in hand.
Yeah, I know. Safety first, everyone.
Insurance wasn't a problem.
So...
okay, so how did you come across board and brush?
So I was at my in-laws, my sister-in-law's, for Thanksgiving, and she had a sign that had her name, Carnahan, and their established date on there. And I was going to buy one because I loved it, and I asked her where she bought it, and then she told me she made it, and I was sold from there.
Awesome.
And we just started looking into the franchise. It is a franchise, and they're headquartered in the Midwest. Okay. And we are the second studio here in California, and several more are coming. I was sold after seeing her sign and that she made it with family. They had a nice evening and had some cocktails while they made their signs.
That really helps.
Really
does.
Good
experience.
And it's a great night out with your friends.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great because I know I'm always on Pinterest and I'm always on
What's Pinterest?
Etsy. Oh gosh, that'll be next week's show. We'll just do an entire Pinterest episode.
Thanks.
Ruined my train of thought. So I find these projects that I just love, and so I'll go to Home Depot and I'll like get all the supplies and I'll have a glass of wine and I'll lay everything out, and then I'll realize that I'm way in over my head and it does not come out how I necessarily wanted it to, or it just remains unfinished in the corner of my house. And so I love that going to you guys is not only this fun experience, positive experience, which my projects don't always they always start out really positive and I like have all these dreams, but I love that you actually finish something with you guys.
Right, and it is instructor led, so there's
there's supervision.
There's supervision.
That's what I need. Jameson.
leading you through the entire project from start to finish. And a lot of people come in overwhelmed because they're going to make a mistake, or they're not creative or crafty, but you really don't have to be. We walk you through the entire process and you will leave with something that you're happy and proud. And that's one of the best experience for me. Seeing these past couple of months how excited people are when they leave with something that they've actually created.
How fun.
So what was your first brush board?
That I made?
Yeah.
It was our address. So okay. It's kind of boring, but it was just our name and address. But I still have it hanging out on our porch, and it looks fantastic. But there's all different designs. Every holiday you could think of, there's a sign for. Family monograms, kids' names, patriotic signs. We're getting ready to release new June signs, which are
geared towards Flag Day and July 4th.
Patriotism. And every month we do release new signs, so that it always stays fresh and something different to choose from. And they're just not signs. There's table trivets and... boxes. My husband spends a lot of late nights at the studio.
I heard he's awesome. Your husband? That's the rumor. He's in studio. He's just being.
That's
really
what the people texting in tell us, that he's very awesome. And that he lets bedtimes go along.
Those are my kids, right?
Yeah.
And he even quoted Tombstone. That's the rumor. Ah. That's his favorite movie.
Well, this is awesome.
But he builds the planter boxes and succulent boxes. So there's different projects, just not signs.
Yeah.
And they all are personalized. So you can have your family name, you know, on them. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, some of our potential designs, especially.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. And text us your questions or comments, especially Mandy's kids. Mm-hmm. We'll read them out. At 949-715-5936. Carla, you can text in too. She says.
And Butters.
And Butters. He's pretty proficient as a French bulldog. This is Out of Office on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Yeah.
Our music geniuses are better than your computer's genius. Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5.
Take back words that I said, that I will always come back to you. And even in the meantime, I will always stand by the mirror on the shelf. Call you in the nighttime, call you in the daytime, canvas up to you. Cause I hope never have to take back.
Welcome back to Out of Office. That was All Eyes on You by St. Lucia and a little Michael Jackson, because we're all working late tonight.
Good one, Joe. Okay, Mandy, before we jump back in, do you have any favorite shows that inspire you when you are, like leading these classes that inspired you to open up this store?
Well, I think like HGTV mm-hmm. Is a big inspiration for a lot of folks that are out there trying to figure out how to decorate their own home. Mm-hmm. And Joanna Gaines definitely has an inspiration on the style of Board and Brush. There's a lot of farmhouse themed signs and projects, but there's also a lot of beach, being that we're in California. Mm-hmm. There's some opportunities to do beach signs as well, but anything HGTV.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you a big... Don't you watch everything on HGTV as well as baking shows?
Oh, yeah. I do watch a lot of baking shows. I should be watching more HGTV because it will inspire me to do home improvement rather than eat dessert. But I did watch on my flight back from Boston last week. I may or may not have watched 5 straight hours of what's their show? What is Joanne? What's
Fixer
the
Upper?
Yeah, Fixer Upper. May have watched back to back episodes of that for 5 hours.
That's amazing. I don't know. Oh, it's also, don't forget to check Cox on Demand for that show because it's probably available.
Oh, absolutely.
So we did get a question from our audience.
Oh yeah.
This pertains to Manny. Is everyone working on the same project?
No. So when you, that's the great thing about Board and Brush, you pre-register online. Our calendar is all on our website. And when you register for a sign, you pick your own sign and your own personalization for that sign. So everyone in the class, in the workshop, can make something different.
Cool.
What kind of design would you go after?
Oh, man. I don't know.
You should pick a wedding sign now.
Yeah, probably like the initials or like the monogram, like she was saying earlier.
Yeah.
I would probably go for something like that.
I'm thinking like a bicycle.
Oh, or like a little tandem bicycle.
Oh, there's some. There is. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
See? It's a little beachy.
I don't know why I picked bicycle. But
yeah. Well, it have to be like a tandem bicycle, I think, right?
For me? Oh.
Yeah, for me and you, Joe.
Next on Out of Office, Casey and Joe on a tandem bicycle. Yeah, imagine that.
Look, so,
give me the word picture for that. All right, Mandy, where's the studio located at?
We are in Lake Forest on the corner of Trabuco and Lake Forest Drive.
Is that close? Yeah. Casey can't. I lost Casey tonight. And then your websites.
Our website is www.boardandbrush.com/Lake Forest, and that's where our calendar and all the gallery of signs.
Okay, and do you have all of your social media?
Board and Brush Lake Forest is our Facebook, and then Board and Brush Lake Forest is also our Instagram.
Oh, very nice. So it sounds like this would be a great team building opportunity.
It is. It's a great opportunity for corporations to come together and get their teams together. There's a lot of downtime in between while you're sanding your boards, staining your boards, an opportunity to kind of network or just have a nice night out with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. That's creative and fun. It's also great for private events. If you have a party of 10 or more, you can reserve the studio for your own event.
Oh,
it sounds like a bridal kind of
thing. It does, absolutely.
Bridal parties, bachelorette parties, birthday parties.
A lot of ladies come in
and celebrate their birthdays.
That could be an interesting bachelorette party. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's beer and wine.
Yeah. Another entertainment. And it's all supervised.
Yeah, or a bachelorette party where you're not drinking. I've actually, on this Facebook group that I'm a part of, there's actually people ask for ideas like, oh, I'm, you know, in a bridal party that's not, you know, I need to do something creative for a bridal shower or a bachelorette party that doesn't have anything, no alcohol, for maybe religious reasons. And so that would even be really fun.
You don't have to buy.
You don't have to go drink. But if someone else wanted to.
So boardandbrush.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely schedule that. So, Amanda, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, just if you have an opportunity to check out our website and our calendar, it's just a nice night out to go with girlfriends or even a date night.
I could probably use that.
It's great for team building, parties, and it's a lot of fun. People have a great time, and you can be creative as you want.
Schedule one for our group.
Yeah, well, I'm going to follow them on Instagram.
Okay.
What about you, Joe?
Me too, on Twitter. All right, so you're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications, only on KIX 93.5. Casey, did you figure out which song played on Devil Wears Prada?
At first, I thought it was the Michael Jackson one, but after listening to this one right now, I think it's this one.
It is. Good job.
Yay!
There's the bell. So, Mandy, thank you again for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
Telling us more about Board and Brush. Visit their website, boardandbrush.com, and follow them on Instagram, social, and all their other social media outlets. Casey, It's been a pleasure.
It has.
As usual. And from all of us here, we're going to be clocking out with a little Dean Martin because it felt like a Dean Martin kind of day. So, this is Out of Office on KX93.5.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.